This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The second round of the NBA playoffs, all four matchups are set. We're even into game two between Minnesota and Denver tonight. Game one, Pacers-Knicks will be the early one tonight. We get into all of it with Reed Wallach of BetSided and the early read here on BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM in just a moment here alongside Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. We are live coast to coast on the BetQL network, wherever you may be in the world. On your Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. Download it today, and then you take us with you wherever you are, whether you're in the car, you're at work, on the train, at home, in the gym. We are there with you. Talking about the AFC North, we went through the four NFC divisions last week, sort of a post-draft pre-schedule release reset, division by division, day by day. Today, we continue that on the AFC side with the division that had maybe the most eventful, one of the most eventful off-seasons in the AFC North, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, and Steelers. Lightning bets before we wrap up as well. And in 20 minutes, take a look at anything we like on today's MLB card. There is a single NHL game tonight as well that maybe there's a look or two at. I was wrong, Joe. I was wrong. Not about the Pirates being a terrible survivor pick. They were a terrible survivor pick. With all the extra inning games Cleveland played last week, I thought they had ended 2-4 on the week. They did not. They finished 3-3. So I did not take a second strike in Survivor. I am a total moron for not realizing that and thinking I had taken a second strike, but I'm glad my senses were heightened by thinking that I was on two strikes.
I can't kill you because it is stupid that they had four straight games of extra inning games, right? Like, that's dumb.
And they were all out west, too. Or not out west. I mean, the three were in Houston. And so, you know, a little later, I didn't stay up for the end of every single game. Like, I just counted on some of them being losses. And, well, not some, at least one. I think it was Wednesday night's game, maybe. And so I thought I had a 2-4 week. Cleveland, thank you, did not. They went 3-3, so I only have one strike. Still taking the Dodgers and Yankees this week. I don't care how chalky and bandwagony it is. Reed Wallach with us from the early read. Content for BetSided at Reed Wallach on X. Morning, Reed. Is it too early to start jumping on the Anthony Edwards for Finals MVP bandwagon or maybe Western Conference MVP bandwagon because we're seeing those numbers plummet today?
Guys, I think as someone who is on the Denver side of things, I have some Nuggets futures. This was always the kind of warning sign. The team I was most afraid of, honestly, more than Boston, was always Minnesota. The way they match up with their size, their physicality, they're obviously the league best defense in the regular season. But I do think after game one, I don't know if it's full panic mode for Denver just yet. If you look at how the Timberwolves played. They shot 56% on long mid-range twos. That's a pretty staggering number. And look, if they're going to shoot like that all series, then yeah, you got a problem. But I just think water finds its level. I think Denver evens the series up tonight, and we got a long one on our hands. So I think that there is going to be, if you are on the Anthony Edwards bandwagon, I think there's some more time to get involved there. So I think Denver evens the series up tonight at Ball Arena.
I think you're right. So do you have them covering the 5.5? And if you didn't have those Nuggets futures in pocket, would you look at this game two at home desperation spot where, okay, coin toss, and I get Denver in the conference semis where you should jump on those futures?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think I'm still a believer in this Nuggets team. Again, to me, this is the series that will determine, in my opinion, who's going to win the NBA Finals. I think Boston, Minnesota is more of a, you know, I would maybe be less confident saying that, but I do think if Denver can get over the hump here against Minnesota, I do think that they're going to go back to back. So I'm already in. I'm not adding more necessarily, but I do think if you have no exposure and, you know, it's still the best player, Nikola Jokic, late in a series, I'm still going to trust him over even Anthony Edwards going into this. So maybe this is like that discount point where you're getting a little break on the Denver prices and you could jump in now. I don't think that's a bad look at all. I mean, now you're getting close to 5-1 on Denver to win it all. That's the shortest it's been since what, December? So, you know, you could take that as that possibly.
Reed Wallach with us from BetSided and the early Reed at Reed Wallach on Twitter. Let's bring up that other Western Conference series then, since you just mentioned that this one you think decides the NBA Finals, Minnesota and Denver. The Mavs finally sort of seized momentum towards the end of that series with the Clippers, despite some injury concerns. Despite Kyrie, I shouldn't say despite, because of Kyrie showing up big in a couple of spots late in that series as well. They're still just even money to get past the Thunder, and the Thunder, young team sitting around waiting for the Mavs, minus 120 for the series. What's your handicap on this one, Reed? I know that doesn't get started until tomorrow night, but this, I think, could be, it feels like this could be the, could swing wildly from one direction to the other, right? Because of the dynamics at play.
Yeah, 100%. I think I like OKC. This is probably my favorite futures bet, like a series price in the second round. I like OKC to advance past Dallas. I think some shops opened OKC as an underdog at home, the better team against the Mavericks. And I know Dallas has the playoff pedigree with Luka and Kyrie, and OKC hasn't been there before, but when you talk about teams that are built to defend the Mavericks and the, you know, Luka's isolation and pick and rolls, OKC has guys to just drape all over Luka who don't, I mean, what was it, 5 days ago they were talking about his knee injury that would have kept him out of games. Maybe he was sensationalizing that, but maybe that takes its toll against, you know, over another long physical series. I mean, to me, OKC with home court, to me, is a smash against Dallas. I think Dallas also, where OKC might struggle is physical front court play. We saw Jonas Valanciunas in the first round kind of have his way in limited minutes against Chet Holmgren. Dallas doesn't have that. Dallas has a Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington. Now Maxi Kleber is going to be out. He can't space the floor. So I think OKC has more counters here. I think OKC is the better team, and they're at home. So pick 'em price. Yeah, please. I like OKC a lot here.
I'll save the Knicks and Pacers for Chris here, but what about Boston, Cleveland? You look at this ridiculous series price, and I kind of get it. How do you bet it from a futures before we get into the game-by-game stuff? Because even looking at Boston -2.5 games, Reed, saying they'll win in 4 or 5, you still have to lay a price of -170. That's how big of a favorite they are.
Yeah, you can't touch this series. I didn't have interest in Boston in the first series against Miami, and I have the same issue here. I don't think Cleveland is going to, you know, put up much resistance here, especially after a 7-game series, and the team looks like they're kind of drawing dead outside of Donovan Mitchell. That being said, like, can they steal a game like Miami did? Absolutely. Maybe that's the time to get in, and like maybe you take your you know, Boston on the alt series price, or you take them in like the bounce back spot, kind of like what they did against Miami. So it's probably a game by game perspective, but like, I just have zero interest in this series. And you look at Boston, they could have, you know, Drew Holiday, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, guys just slowing down Donovan Mitchell. I just don't see how Cleveland keeps up. I just think that there's better uses of your money at this point than getting involved in Boston. Like, are they going to win in 4? Are they going to win in 5? Like, to me, I just have no interest, and it's just kind of waiting it out. I would say the most interesting part is, are you going to get Kristaps Porzingis injury updates, right? Like, that's kind of all we're waiting for. That's the only reason to watch the games. Are you going to get like Chris Haynes, like, yeah, spoke to them before the game. Kristaps Porzingis was working out today. Like, that's kind of all I'm watching for at this point.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Yeah, the hilarity of the Cleveland crowd chanting, "We want Boston," while Donovan Mitchell stands out by the logo and tries to shut them up was too much for me. Reed Wallach of BetSided with us here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Let's talk about that other Eastern Conference series. And, you know, Joe and I, old men that we are, we're sitting here, you know, waxing nostalgic about the Patrick Ewing, John Starks Knicks against the Reggie Miller Pacers of the mid-90s and the great rivalry that it was. That was 30 years ago. So now we all feel old, and we're also looking at a Pacers team that, Reed, I don't know what you think. I just don't see, outside of Pascal Siakam going nuclear for multiple games in this series, I don't see how they hang up front with the Knicks, given what I think should be a decided advantage on the glass for New York.
So I agree. I think the Knicks probably win the series, but I think that this number is a bit wide given the composition of the Knicks. I think the Knicks thrive in the coin flip series, in the, okay, like Philly, where they have high ceiling, low floor. The Knicks have a steady floor, strong foundation. Now you're telling me I have to lay close to 3-1, minus 250, minus 260 on the Knicks to basically like kind of dominate this series against the Pacers. I'm not there. I remember last year, the same thing happened where the Knicks gained a lot of momentum against Cleveland in the first round. Then the market shifted. Knicks a big favorite against the Heat, and they lose the series in six to Miami, a team they were probably better than. I could see a similar situation happening here. Now, do I think the Pacers get over the hump? I'm not certain, but I just think at this number, it's Pacers or pass. I think that they are live in this series. I just think the Knicks with the seven-man rotation, how long is it going to keep up? Can Indiana maybe steal a few games with their up-tempo attack, their fast pace, especially at home? I think that it's not going to be as routine as like Knicks in five, like the odds are kind of shading. I think it's going to be a much more competitive series.
Should we just bet Jokic finals MVP 5-1?
Yeah. Okay. I will say, If we want to talk like maybe some like interesting outs, and like I know I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth because I would like Minnesota or Denver in the next round against OKC, but one number that potentially caught my eye that I might sprinkle on was Jalen Williams in like the 60-1 range for Western Conference Finals MVP. He's going to be someone I'm targeting in the Dallas series from a player prop perspective. Jalen Williams has upped his facilitating, you know, a lot of assists as well, like that 4.5 player prop range, average like 21-5, I believe, in the first round. I don't think Dallas has the chops to slow both Shea and J-Dub down, So I think it's going to be more pick your poison. I think Derek Jones is going to take the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander assignment, and maybe that opens up a path for Jalen Williams to build up a lot of momentum. I know this is like I'm kind of bridging in both series, but I think Jalen Williams is an underrated key cog in this whole Western Conference Finals picture. But obviously, like, yeah, I still think I still believe in Denver, so like Jokic, Raptor 1 is probably the move.
Reed, I want to circle back around since you're talking Western Conference, and we started the conversation with Denver, Minnesota, and Anthony Edwards, and I think, like you said, water finds its level. I guess the question is, how do you think Edwards figures in games where Minnesota doesn't win? Because we haven't seen that yet, right? We've seen them go 5-0 to start the playoffs, and Anthony Edwards has been the reason for that start, just one game where he didn't hit what tonight's prop is, which I think is 34.5, 32.5, mid to low to mid 30s. Point being, is slowing down Anthony Edwards enough for Denver, I guess, or anybody else who Minnesota may face after this, if they go on to face OKC, if they go all the way on to face Boston? Is the focus just on Edwards, or is there a way for Minnesota to find W's even against Denver without Anthony Edwards going off for 30, 35 a night?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question because Minnesota is more based around their defense. And even against Phoenix, Edwards found ways to contribute as a passer, a facilitator. Jaden McDaniels had a big game. I think the later we get into the postseason, though, you look at some of the playoff performers. Carl Anthony Towns, he's played well in this complimentary role, but like, does he have a 30-point outburst in him? Maybe he finds himself in some foul trouble. Mike Conley is a veteran presence for sure, but he's not going to give you 25-30 for the most part. So, yeah, I think Edwards is going to have to be that high-usage player. And again, he was hitting those double crossover, step-back turnaround jumpers, and it looks nice, but like when those aren't falling, I do think Minnesota's offense can struggle a little bit, and maybe that's how the series kind of turns. Can Edwards still average, 30, 35? Like, is that what it's going to be needed? Or are they going to have to really rely on their defense? Because Rudy Gobert, he's been playing. I know Jokic put up a big number, but like, that's what teams want. Teams want Jokic scoring because it takes away all other avenues to threes and it slows down Jamal Murray. You know, Jokic doesn't want to really average 35. He wants to average in like that high 20s with 12 assists also. But I think, you know, Minnesota's defense is going to be the stabilizing force. I do wonder, though, it's a good point, what happens if Edwards isn't putting up a big scoring night? Where does the rest of the offense come from?
Great stuff as always, Reed. We appreciate the time this morning, man. Reed Wallach of BetSide. Check out the early Reed. He's on X at Reed Wallach. Enjoy the games tonight, man.
Best of luck.
Absolutely. Same to you. AFC North post-draft pre-schedule release reset coming up at the top of the hour. Lightning bets before we wrap up the show as well. Coming up next, some insights on game one of Bruins-Panthers and today's MLB card as well. Alongside Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. This is BetQL Daily.